Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Lyman just let me in on a little thing real quick. They are not trading that first round pick next year. That coming up at 8:20 this morning. Talking about your Browns. Because Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 8:20. We'll see if she agrees with Tone and what he just gave to us there. We got to figure out here what the hell I'm going to do and figure out who's... People are taking a wonder about who killed the duck out in my front yard. So Liz texted me this morning. It became an immediate distraction because she said something. It was during a break. It was like right as we were getting ready for the segment. And she said something terrible happened in the front yard. And at first, I thought maybe, I was like, what fresh hell have you brought to my life now? Well, there was a duck that laid her eggs in our front by the light post in the front. And basically, to make a short story long and a long story short, something killed the duck for its eggs. And we were wondering who killed the duck. What killed the duck? Now, I live on the edge of the woods. And there's a lot of different things. I didn't tell the whole snake story, but I've told a version of the snake story. There's a lot of critters that tend to go around. And I didn't hear anything last night. Liz was up with the dog a couple of times. Like, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I didn't hear anything. She just said there was a dead duck in the driveway, and thank goodness my neighbor came over and shoveled it out and took it out of there before my kids could see the dead duck. It was almost like you when you were driving by and they were carrying your neighbor out on the stretcher with the blue tarp over. So, not really, because that was a person, not a duck, but you get what I'm saying. So I felt bad about the duck. And then people started wondering what killed the duck, because I got a lot of... And people brought up coyotes. And somebody had said to us on social media that a coyote would have just ate the duck as well. And I went, that's a great point. Somebody suggested Milo, Lima's cat. Lima's cat sucks and would have absolutely killed the duck.
Come on. I don't think he has. He's been too domesticated. I don't think he has it in him.
No, but I mean,
that's a long trip.
If he had the chance.
Yeah, commute. The Uber, expensive.
Milo hates you. Milo
feline
hates your
Uber
kids.
Is not what it used to be.
Milo wishes Sarah was still single and lonely.
Definitely.
And hates you and definitely would kill something that's close to your friends to get back at you.
Should I be worried about the baby?
Did Milo order the hit? I want to know. There's a lot of people saying, now I read up about this. Apparently, I looked up the top, this is from Delta Waterfowl, top duck craving predators. The very first picture you see is a raccoon eating an egg. And I do go, well, we did. Even though I told that story about the bunny rabbit on the back deck, there was a time last spring where Axel's like, hey, there's a raccoon out there. And this raccoon was the size of a dog, and it's just staring back. And we just stared at each other for a while until finally she or he, I don't know which one, I didn't really check, hopped off the back of the deck. So now I'm thinking it's either, it says raccoons, skunks.
Ooh.
Now, I've smelled skunk in the morning.
I have too. Yep.
Okay. But I think a lot of people smell skunk.
So, mile away is the, sun,
the skunk smell can travel.
A mile away?
As a guy who's had his dog sprayed a couple times in the last year.
I mean, that's
a lot of research.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know. Coyotes, but I kind of, the thing about eating the duck kind of led me off the scent of a coyote. Red foxes, which I've had a red fox in the backyard, which was actually really cool.
I used to watch one of his shows.
Badgers. They don't have any badgers.
Shouldn't have badgers.
I've never seen a badger. This isn't Wisconsin. Mink. I've never seen a mink. Corvids, gulls. Of all the gulls I've never seen.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Any in Streetsboro. And then it says other nest predators, which whatever, it's like birds of prey, including hawks, but it's nighttime. I don't, like owls eat at night, right? They're nocturnal, aren't they, Owen? Owls?
Owls are nocturnal, yes.
Yeah, because Liz is like, what happened to it? I go, something killed the duck to get to the duck's
eggs. Owls I see at the nature center look so cute. They would never do that.
I think owls would do anything they could to kill anything
they could
eat.
I think it's wrong to stereotype owls.
Yeah. I mean, gee, I don't think that's the right thing to do. I mean, the product, the environment, everything like that, you can't just say that they're fine.
It's more of a nature over nurture thing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Vice-versa.
Yeah, thank you very much. Anyway. So, do you have a guess, Owen? I think it might have been a raccoon.
The raccoon thing is, Anthony and I were just talking about raccoons off air. I could see that possibly happening. If they are, I don't know anything about their habits other than they like to get in my trash cans and eat the garbage.
They're good at it.
So,
yeah, they really are. The next logical step would be for me to get a trap for the raccoon. I'm not trapping a raccoon.
Well, you can.
It's a waste of time. I live on the edge of the woods where I just leave it in the woods and would come back to my house.
My neighbor has we don't have a fence between us, and they have a pretty nice shed out there, but there has been raccoons that live under it, and she will pay for somebody. And the prices and the sizes of the traps and you can get a trap that's 3 or 4 foot wide.
Oh, yeah.
And the raccoon will fill it up. It has to be big enough for the raccoon to go into.
Well, my dad, I mean, we would get groundhogs and raccoons back then because we lived on the edge of a great big old nursery field
right by the bush, where
the shame bush is. And he had a great big trap where my dad can't kill anything, so he would trap it and then drive it somewhere and leave it off. And that was just, hey, raccoons, never a skunk, but raccoons, groundhogs, you know, other things, you know, whatever, he would just get rid of it. This, I'm not trapping a raccoon. I ain't got time for raccoons.
No
I'm not
chance.
Messing with raccoons. Somebody guessed possum, maybe a possum, but of all things, I've never seen it. I saw a possum in West Park when we lived there. I haven't had a possum in Streetsboro yet. So we got that going for us. A lot of people, by the way, Tone, taking swings at Jared Allen, saying that we're putting way too much faith in Jared Allen. Of the people I'm worried about, quote-unquote worried about, like I'm worried about Darius Garland. I want him to play well. I want him to have a really good series. I'm not worried about Jared Allen. I know what he said last year. I know that it did not go his way. I know he got out physical. I think last year's last year. He's played really, really tough. I'm trusting him right now.
Maybe I would have been worried had they have ended up against the Knicks again. You know, because they've got Mitchell Robinson back. Hartenstein has been sensational this year. We all know about what Hart can do in a series like that. Well, we're not facing him. We're facing the Magic. I think yesterday they put out, you know, the amount of games. Danny Cunningham, I think, put out the amount of games difference in playoff experience between the Magic and the Cavs, and it's staggering. Like, you have the huge advantage
here. Yeah, you do.
And so I'm just hoping that while you shouldn't need to have to take steps every time, like Minnesota Timberwolves are not thinking about steps. They're thinking about winning the championship right now. But this Cavs team, you know, after what happened last year, they definitely needed to take a step forward. And I'm hoping that year is going to be very valuable. Not to mention, this is the one reason you brought in, not just the shooting and the gravity, Max Strus and George Niang. And obviously you have, you know, a Morris brother on your team. And you're hoping that makes a difference too.
Saturday, 1 p.m., Cavs Orlando. Jonathan Peterlin will have the post game for you right here live on The Fan, hopefully after a Game 1 win. And then they play Monday night, 7 p.m., over at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on NBA TV. Mary Kay, 820, where J.W. Johnson might have given you a little hint about next year and that first-round pick and going against what I was hoping they might do coming up this year. Up next, though, just don't gamble. We all have rules at work. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.